He's looking jacked. Weird as ever. Look at Jack. Look at real Jack, baby. Yeah, the Backstreet Boys, that's man. Strange. They're still.
And they've been back, and it's not all right.
Okay, I'm not going to say if you lose Hobbs. We're just going to assume you keep him forever.
You shut your mouth.
I said we're going to assume you keep him forever. I apologize.
Wow. Hello, welcome to the Discount Podcast. I'm your host, Anton. With me, Jovi.
Yo, what up?
And Mike.
Hello.
This is the original OG Discount Podcast, except no substitutions. And the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. Anyway.
I think that's actually one of my notes.
He finally makes a note, and you already covered it.
Yeah, I just...
No, the... Well, I mean, I guess, technically. The saga that is the Discount Podcast Imitationers.
Yes. Shit, why don't you just go for it? What do you got? I'm curious.
No, I made a note to bring it up to see if we made any progress with it.
Oh, with the newest one? Yeah, how's that going? Yeah.
Well, as far as I know, they haven't done anything else. Hang on, let me pull up the Twitter here. I'm pretty sure
find out they just did they double down.
alright, let's see. Gotta go with the good old podcast discount, right?
Right.
Okay. Here they are. They have zero following. Well, they're not following anybody. They have one follower, it's still just me. they have zero tweets. They have nothing.
There's so they may or may not even exist.
Right, and that's the thing, is like, it tells you in his bio that it's run by this fucking dude whose name I will not mention because I don't want to give him any credit. But
Frank. It's Frank.
It's always Frank.
If you go, he's got a YouTube channel where he posts all of them. And I did go there at one point, and there was at least one or two episodes.
Okay.
But I haven't heard anything since then. The other one is still at rebranding, I believe.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, at rebranding. They have not put out a new episode since fucking April, I think. March. I don't know. The longer it goes on with this first group, the more it feels like either something's cooking, right? Like they're planning some devious shit, or we just completely destroy somebody's like idea.
Their dream, yeah.
Yeah, they're like, I'm gonna start this fucking podcast. I'm gonna call it this. It's gonna be great. And it's gonna be like the cheapest podcast in the world. And I'm like, no, you can't have that.
Big Dick Anton swings in like, hey, actually, Big Dick Tony.
Here comes Big Dick Tony. Just fucking
Anton just learned about that today, by the way. He didn't.
What? I don't even pay attention, and I knew that.
Yeah.
Well, I knew that that's what they were calling him, but I had no idea why, and that's why today I was
other
like,
other than on the nose or on the dick, I guess.
just because it's just his nickname.
Yeah, it was like did like a picture of his dick leak at some point in time, and it's like massive, and I didn't see it. Like, what happened?
The log.
Right. It's log.
Somehow that's like the second or third time we've referenced that today, too.
What, log?
Yeah.
It's great. You should reference it all the time.
I try. You know.
Also, real quick.
Fuck you, Steve!
For real.
Yeah, I had to fucking remember to get that out of the way early.
Oh, on the note of things we're getting out of the way early, we're not really asking to watch along with anything, but if you should feel like, I don't know, going down the same memory lane we are, we're watching WrestleMania 26 right now.
We are at 17 minutes. Exactly. So
there you go.
There you go. Fucking Ted DiBiase Jr. just came out.
Yep.
And he's looking jacked. Weird as ever. Look at Jack. Look at real Jack, baby. Look at Jack. So, Mike, you'll never guess what I'm drinking right now.
You probably
won't. Is it a regular Monster?
No. Do you remember... You might remember this, I don't know, from the high school age, middle school age. Do you remember...
Balls? Like, is it Balls?
No, it's not Balls.
We had that last week.
Yeah, well, you can just get that at Meijer now.
Yeah.
Well, that's too much work for me.
Do you remember a little drink called Fruitopia?
Yeah. Did they, like, bring that back, or have they been hiding it?
Thanks for no-selling me on that, I appreciate it.
You are so well.
Oh, look, it's Cody.
Yeah, little Babu Cody.
Oh, this must be Legacy then, right?
No, I think they're against each other. I don't know.
Oh, they might be. Anyway, no, apparently...
2010 was weird.
We were watching, what's his name, Ken Dominic?
KBD Productions.
We were watching... He's one of those fucking eats food in his car people. And we were watching it on
YouTube. We watched him just because he's painfully Canadian. There's no other reason to watch this.
I hope that's actually the title. I really do.
He's clearly Canadian. I wish.
But, clearly painfully Canadian. He has said some things where I've had to pause a video and take it in for a second.
And be like, nah, dude. You can't be having that. That's too much Canada.
It's too much Canada in one sentence.
I'm sorry, Canada, we fucking love you and we want to be inside you really badly, so just...
I'm studying, that's all.
Keep that in mind. He was at some fucking fast food place and he got his food and he's like, oh, and I'm going to get a Fruitopia to drink. And I was just like... immediately was like, what the fuck did he just say? It's just like Fruitopia. Yeah. Like, how fucking old is this video? Is this new?
Like, it's like 2 months old, dude.
Like, bro, they just got Fruitopia, and then I got pissed off. And then she went to, you know, as one does, and she found, was it their direct website?
No, it's sodafinder.com.
Yeah.
They just have weird sodas.
So, she just...
Like,
she
fucking...
No, not like that. Like, just... Like, yeah. Locality kind of sodas, the only one... Well, their best seller is Fruitopia, so, like, whatever. That's the whole website, so...
So good. Just as good as high school. But, yeah, you can just order fucking 12 packs of cans of Fruitopia.
It was really funny, is too, because, like...
$1 million?
That's $30.
Two-day shipping, so ground. Like, so, yeah, it's like when, you know, everybody got the surge when it first came out. The funniest part was Anton never really, like... gave me a worth it or not on whether I should buy it, so I just did. And then it showed up yesterday, but I was too tired when I came home from work to even text correctly. So, wait, what did I text you?
Hang on, grab my phone.
Okay.
Because we haven't done too much texting today. So no. Really, it just comes down to the issue of how fast does my phone want to be. Okay, let's see. Where's the thing? Yep. Sorry. This is okay. Here it is. Said, I go nap now. Thing for you is in hallway. Too much ouch for lifting. End quote. Jovi, 2020.
That was the entirety of me telling him that something had been delivered for him, but I was deliriously tired, and that's actually what my brain was just like, that's what you're typing now. And just I didn't even pay.
She ain't sleeping real well.
No, I haven't gotten like more than 5 hours of sleep in 3 weeks, and it's starting to make me crazy.
And so, yeah, I was just confused at work. What the fuck did she buy in the hallway?
What hallway? Why is it heavy?
Too heavy for her to fucking pick up. What did she buy that's too heavy?
Does she buy weights just to fuck with me? What's going on?
Yeah, and I was like, and how did she get it to the hallway if it's too heavy for the lifting? I don't understand what's going on. And then I got home and saw this fucking white box, and like, that's interesting. It's an interesting sized box. And I look at the tag, and it's got her name on it. I'm like, okay, is this the thing for me? It doesn't have my name on it. I never bothered to look at the fucking... Oh my god, Cody's got the Triforce on his boots.
Oh, he's always had the Triforce on his boots. Like, literally, all the time, forever, always.
Sorry. Anyway, I never thought to look at the sender at all. I just, like, went to pick it up and then realized...
Yeah, he didn't notice in the corner it said sodafinder.com, so...
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that's the site you were on to begin with, so.
No, I didn't tell you shit. I was just like, it is available on the internet, and you were like, ooh.
So, yeah, I went to pick it up, and it was just like... The heft of it threw me off, and I was like, what the fuck is this? And then, like, mid-thought was just like, wait, no way. no fucking way. This can't be what I think it is right now. And then sure as shit, dude, just fucking 12 pack of fucking, what's the flavor?
Strawberry something or another.
Where is it? That's the French version. Strawberry Passion Awareness.
Oh yeah, that's the other fun part. The can is covered in French.
Yeah, it's just English and French.
But, you know, Canada. So, yeah, it was a weird internet rabbit hole of sorts, where, like, kind of like when you get a nostalgia conversation, next thing you know, you're buying a spoon that changes color and milk from eBay.
Oh, no. Thank you for leading me into the actual internet rabbit hole.
I'm good.
This week.
I know what I'm doing. That was on purpose. You're welcome.
That's one of us.
Thank you. That was very,
That was exactly my point. Now go on, my man.
God damn, what a setup. Come on, my fucking phone. God damn it. Yeah, it just died. Literally just died. I was looking that up.
Is your phone, like, perpetually in a state of being at 2% and then dying when you want to use it?
All the fucking time.
It's usually, like, it's at 15% and then he turns it on and it's at 2% and then it's dead.
I can't ever fucking win.
So anyway. Oh yeah, he has a laptop he can also Google things on.
Yeah.
Man, the technology's weird.
Yeah, the problem is that I don't know offhand that I can find that same article. You know what I mean? Like, because the article that I was reading yesterday was clearly from some fucking shit poster reporter. Who was just, like, taking pot shots at it the whole fucking time. Oh,
about orbits?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. And I can't find spoilers.
It. Yeah, the whole thing, I'll see if I can bring it up later. The whole thing was, do you remember orbits, Mike?
Vaguely.
Clear bottles, clear liquid, different flavors. They had little gelatin balls floating in them.
I'm sure if I saw them, it would trigger in my brain.
Throw it in the Discord. Yes.
Google it on the Chromebook unless you're afraid it'll fucking explode.
It'll fucking explode. Put it in the Discord forum. Right, hang on. Save his life. Do not do that to him.
Magmar is sitting on the Chromebook, so I don't want.
Let me drop that.
To do that.
Bad motherfucker in the Discord. Boom. Look at that fruity shit.
Yeah, them shits. I totally remember those.
Yeah, there was, like I said, I'll have to try to find it. There was just an article that was too fucking good. Like, gave the whole history of it, but at the same time was just like, fuck this drink relentlessly. Oh, hey, look what comes up when you Google balls. It's Fruitopia. Would you look at that?
I thought you were going to say, look at what comes up when you Google 90s soda, but we've already done that, but...
Yeah, it's been a whole thing. So, speaking of shit that doesn't matter...
Oh, good.
My life.
This, just yours, though. I was agreeing with you. I wasn't laughing at the joke.
I figured. It's too real.
This has been on the board for, like, 2 weeks, because we just never get around to asking it. But I'm going to ask you a question, Mike, because I know Jovi's just as confused as me. Who the fuck, what psychopath, decided that half a slice of cheese... is enough for an entire fillet of fish?
We did talk about
Didn't
that
Dan
already.
Post about this?
Didn't yeah. we? I don't remember talking about this.
Yeah, we did.
Did we?
Yeah.
Dan posted something in the group.
Oh, damn. Man, set your sources getting old sucks.
Right?
I can't remember anything ever. I mean, not to mention the fact that, like, within the last, 3 months, every day is just kind of blurred together. Every week is just a repetition of the one before.
I mean,
and nothing ever changes, ever. And shit's just getting worse.
I mean, no, things change, just not for the better.
No.
Everything just...
Murder Hornets?
That was a filler episode, okay?
Yeah, that was its own little, like, mid-season...
Okay, DBZ.
Mid-season spinoff.
Right, just...
Three-parter.
It was part series. Of the clip show, because the Murder Hornets have been here before. They're, like, every 3 years, and every time we're like, fucking Murder Hornets! It just seemed more significant this time around, because we're like, now what? And the universe was like, how about Murder Hornets? And we're like, dude, not even. Not playing with and you right now.
Murder Housens?
In Danny's laugh in If We Were Gay, the ha ha ha! So I'm not going to try that ever again.
It's
They show up.
Yeah. It's Yeah, so the all of it is awful. But hey, I did the one thing as a nearly crippled white woman in the suburbs can do to help, I guess.
Oh, God.
Huh. I marched today.
Oh, yeah, she did.
In Mequon, of all places?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure they didn't like that at all.
No, actually, it was completely protected by the cops. They shut down one side of the road in the two biggest intersections of the city. Yeah, exactly. I told the black woman I work with about this, and they were like, "What, here? Like, where?" And I was like, "Down the block." And they were like, "Nah." Like, actually, the right now.
Confusion immediately. Like, you fucking hold up. What?
You what? Yeah. Because, like, I got off work at, like, 2. So I said, fuck it. Well, 1:30 because of mandated lunches, but that's another story. So I immediately, I knew where the route was, so I immediately went down it just to get video. But when I had told people it was going on, they're like, you gotta tell us what's going on. Like, I'm the reporter from the outside. So I got some video, and I said, fuck it, and went back to work just to show people video. And then one of the managers and one of the other leads were both like, yeah, fuck it, we're gonna take a 15-minute break and go look at this. And they left at the same time as I did. And I drove back past it again and was like, yeah, fuck this, I'm gonna join in. So I parked towards the end of the march over at, you know, my old job, Get Happy, and then walked the opposite direction to catch up with them or have them catch up with me, whatever. I was gonna meet them in the middle and finish the march. And it was funny because I ended up converging with, like, 5 other people doing the same thing. Like, fuck it, I'll park at the end of the march. I'll get there eventually. And we came up, like, right as the whole crowd was cheering. And we're like, is this for us? I think that's... because they kept chanting, walk with us, at anybody that was standing on the sidelines and just watching. And then I finished the march with them, attempted to kneel for 8 minutes and 46 seconds in the middle of the largest intersection in Mequon. It didn't work. You know, ballsy. Bad knees.
Oh.
But well, I sat with some other people that were also like, I can't kneel that long. Look, I get the message, but I got a job to go to tomorrow. I can't. But, yeah, there's, like, water stations along the way. Like, people just in the neighborhood that brought coolers of water and, like, tents to put over a fucking table and signs that you could just take. Shit, it was surprisingly chill.
Yeah, I wanted to go, but I couldn't.
Are we telling them why?
Yeah, why not? I am...
diarrhea.
That's partially correct, actually. I am on a 10-day quarantine because I fucking had cold sweats. Basically, what happened is late Sunday and early Monday morning, I woke up fucking drenched in sweat and overheated, so I dried off and I came out of the living room and put all the fans on me and put the AC on and just wasn't really helping. And then I got to work and, like, every hour I was having just fucking wicked cold sweats, like actually shivering and shit, and that's fucked up because I don't run cold. I run really hot all the time, which is why I hate Florida. So I dealt
with
it.
He was genuinely very confused at the idea of feeling cold.
Yeah, I was just like, what the fuck, man? So
I mean, same.
So Monday, yeah, well, that must be nice. Dickhead. So Monday, it was cold sweats all day. Tuesday was fine. And then Wednesday, same deal. I woke up and same fucking routine with the AC and didn't work and the cold sweats all day at work. And then I finally was like concerned enough. I was like, you know, it is very out of the ordinary for me. And by that time, TMI, sorry, my journey dealing with my gastronomical.
His anus exploded.
Yeah, my anus was a blase, as they say.
The anus was loose.
Yes.
The anus was loose, for sure. And straight fucking water. And,
dope.
Right.
And,
which of all the symptoms they underplay right now of you might have the pandemic, if that's the dumb one to underplay. Because, like, they're like, oh, you're going to cough a lot, but, like, an early symptom is just a lot of shitting. And I'm like, you should probably be more upfront with that one.
Yeah, you should lead with that.
Like, it's gonna start with a lot of shitting, and then you're gonna start coughing. And I'm like, oh, that would have been useful to know.
Just bury the lead on your
report. Yeah, I'm like, that's not fair.
So, yeah, I went to the walk-in, and just, I don't know, they gave me a full blood panel and a urine analysis, which everything came back just fucking dandy. So I'm like, hooray. Oh, look, it's my boy, Evan Bourne. Oh, man, I miss him. And while I was there, he decided he was just going to order an antibody test for me. Since they were already taking 3 vials of blood, why the fuck not?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, and so I left, I waited 2 days for the results, and then I finally called them, and the doctor apparently put in for the wrong test. He put in for a swab, which he told me he was not going to do, and then didn't do. So she had to fix it, the nurse did, and put in for the correct test. And then today they called me and told me that I was negative for antibodies, so that's fucking cool. What was Joby sick with for a month?
Right. Two months.
That's awesome. Sheldon Benjamin. And the nurse told me I needed to take a 7-day quarantine and then the subsequent 72-hour period of symptom-freeness before I can go back.
Yep.
Luckily, I got a good fucking boss, so I would
told him what happened. He was just like, well, I guess we're moving hours, then.
Yeah, he was just like, okay, well, go home, feel better, hope you don't get anything.
Well, right, yeah, instead of being like, well, if you feel fine, then fuck it.
Oh, yeah.
No, fuck you.
No, my boss isn't like that. Boss is genuinely one of the best fucking people I've ever worked under. That dude is, he's awesome.
He's up there and, like, all-around good dudes, and I would assume... From what I've heard about him through, you know, the district or whatever, but I don't know. He could be a dick when he clocks out.
He could be.
I don't fucking know.
I don't ever see that on the clock, so right. I don't give a fuck.
I was going to say, as long as he gets paid to be nice.
Right. Yeah, basically. As long as he can keep that fucking face on, I don't give a shit what he's like outside of work. Until we're at the barbecue and then he starts being a fucking asshole over the last Zima or whatever.
You know, if I hear the phrase the barbecue, I just, like, want to know whether or not I'm invited.
No. None of us are invited.
I might be. Maybe.
I mean...
Mike's
now invited. That I think about it, that's fine.
Actually, you know what? I think I might be the only one not invited.
You're like, of the 3 white people in this podcast, choice. I'm the whitest.
By choice? Hell no, dude. There's probably some bomb-ass collard greens at that barbecue.
No, for safety, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, he's quarantining. But in the general sense of the barbecue, it's like being invited to Black Twitter,
Whoa, the barbecue's happening this week while I'm quarantined?
I was going to say, no, the concept.
Of course it is.
No, when did we discuss that? Nobody gave me a set date for this barbecue, okay? Nobody gave me a date. And it just proves I wasn't fucking invited. Y'all two knew about the barbecue. I didn't know about the barbecue.
Dude, I've always known about the barbecue.
Well, nobody ever fucking told me about the barbecue. Whatever. What do you got,
Joe? I just get dragged along to these things. I just know people who happen to be doing shit, and I'm
there when they leave. Literally your entire life. Fine, I'll go with. Your whole life is that.
My entire life has been, yeah.
Just like, what are you doing? Can I come? And then some shit happens. You're like, well, that was wild.
And it's like, 15 years from now, I could probably see you guys thrown in prison for that.
But I choose not to.
I won't say anything, I promise.
So what do I got?
Yeah.
That was just a general sigh of 2020. I guess on that note, it's been really weird, and I've probably mentioned it before, getting the random people that are like, thank you so much for everything you're doing in this time while working at a pharmacy. It's just... Because I don't think I'm shit. So, there's that.
You're right.
And also, like, I'm just doing my stupid job. So, we keep having people... And it's so cute, because, like, they always act... Like, they're so nervous, and they, like, blurt it out right before they leave. And then they scurry away. And just be like at the end of everything, and they're like,
they've had a crush on you for 4 years of high school, and they're just about to be like, I love you.
It's going to be the last time I'm ever going to talk to you, so I'm just going to throw it out there.
Yeah, and it's fucking funny because it comes with like from like regulars and shit too, and I'm like, I'm going to see you next week.
Nuh-uh. New pharmacy, never. That's again.
Like, And there's been people like, if it seemed appropriate right now, I'd bring you, like, a gift of food or something, but I feel like any gifts from people you're not super familiar with, even on a work level, is, like, inappropriate. And I'm like, yeah, I don't really want your homemade cookies, lady. But I'm
what glad you can do is just pay for something with your debit card and then tell them it's for me and then I'll go grab it.
I mean, it did take, like, what, 4 or 5 days for all those cupcakes I made to get eaten at work?
Yeah. People are genuinely afraid of randomly offered food right now, and for good reason.
Might have asbestos in them.
Might have the Backstreet Boys reunion tour in them.
Yeah, the Backstreet Boys, man. They're still,
and they've been back, and it's not all right.
It's not all right. And you know what? They're touring hard as fuck, and you got to give them respect for, like, really putting in the time and hitting the dates, but
dude,
enough is enough.
Yeah, I don't want it this way anymore.
Yeah, it's not. I was listening to a much, much better and more informative podcast earlier. It's called Science Versus, and they've basically, since the pandemic started, have put aside any stories they were gonna do, and they've just been covering different aspects of the pandemic since it's been going on.
Nice.
And they were talking about vaccines in the newest episode. And somebody had said that, like, you know, normally vaccines take years to produce, and this one's going to take months. That's what we're hoping anyway. But, like, a lot of stars have to line up, and a lot of...
Everything has to go a certain way.
Right.
Perfect, basically. Like,
have to make sure the next pharma bro doesn't steal it and fucking sell it for $1.5 billion.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like he'd be beaten with hammers and then eaten to absorb his powers.
To be let out of prison to cure coronavirus, and basically the judge was like, that's cute, bye. Bye.
So, but they said that, like, a good base estimate would be, you know, if everything, again, falls into place, like, January of 2021. And I was just like, Jesus Christ, that fucking confirms it right there, dude. That's it. Just even the earliest base projections at, you know, at a point in which everything goes perfectly.
Right.
Like, nothing gets fucked up.
Assuming nothing is wrong.
Right. 2021, January 2021. Like, that is an entire year of, like, just isolation and you know what I mean? Like, fear and just trying to make good decisions based on what's good for your health, and all these fucking selfish motherfuckers. Again, motherfuckers, wear a mask, please.
Bro, yeah.
Put a fucking mask on. God damn it. Are you seeing an increase at your job, Mike, of people not wearing them?
I'm seeing an increase of people picking their nose in the store.
Because there was, like, we were doing really good for, like, a week, but that was, like, a month and a half, 2 months ago. And now it's good. And then, like, because that was when they were talking about opening shit back up again, and people were like, fuck it, I don't need a mask anymore. And it's then shit actually did open up. And they were like, yeah, see, I don't need a mask. Everything's fine. And you do not understand anything.
Right.
You just hear whatever someone who you agree with, who also has a dumb opinion, what they said, and you're like, yeah, fuck it, I'm good. I'm like, no, what the fuck, you aren't.
Yeah, it really bothers me. It bothers me how many people continue all those motherfuckers. Okay, so the Trump rally today?
Oh, man. If you haven't seen the pictures... Whoo.
Dude,
it's empty. It's just...
As it should be?
Well, first of all, they had an overflow crowd speech planned, so they set out a stage outside for everybody who couldn't get tickets, which is, like, the funniest fucking thing to begin with. Yeah, exactly. Like, it's already fucking hilarious. But, it's so funny, I'm gonna die. They had to cancel the speech completely. And not even half of the stadium is full. And wrestling Twitter is having a field day. Like, hey, somebody call Vince McMahon. He knows how to hide empty seats real good. And I'm just like, man, this is savage on so many accounts at once. Oh, you got distracted, didn't you?
Yeah, sorry, Evan Bourne, they were doing... There's
like five men on three ladders right now. There's
a lot of fuck shit happening right now. This is why, folks, you should watch along if you have the ability. If you've got the network,
You got nothing better to do.
Nothing better to do than, yeah, watch along, because holy shit, you probably would have zoned out listening to it. I
should say, you can hear the exact moment that you just check out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You really can. I just gave him time because he checked out and I glanced up at the TV and was like, oh.
Oh, Evan Bourne's doing things. Okay.
Yeah. I was just like, I'll give him a minute. He'll be okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Where are we going? Yes. The lack of masks.
Nobody's wearing masks at the Trump rally.
Yes, that's what it was. And apparently...
I mean, it's 50-50. It's bad because they're dumb, but it's good because hopefully they die. Because
they're dumb.
Right. And like... Yeah, they have families, but their families are probably dumb, and their smart family's probably not going to visit them after they go to this, so, like, I don't know.
Yeah, and apparently something in the range, I can't remember what the number was, they both look so similar, somewhere in the range of 6 to 9 of the staffers that were working the rally tested positive for COVID, and I'm like...
Six.
You see the number, whatever it was, it's more than zero, which is a problem.
Well, so, there was also that sheriff that tested positive, like, hours before he went to meet with Trump, and they didn't cancel, and neither of them wore masks.
Oh, good God, let him get it. Let the fucking dickhead get it. I really don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Really don't give a shit. I'm not going to, you know, this is the first time where I'm not going to be like, oh, well, you know, here on the show, no, fuck it.
Here on the show, we don't wish death upon anybody, like, 3 weeks in.
No, I'm not going to explain anything.
Year and a half in, we're like, no, fucking, they should die. Fuck it. I don't care.
Fuck him. I hope he fucking gets it. He's already got fucking dementia. The dude can't hold a goddamn glass of water.
You have to.
The fact that the exact way he stands, that we were like, yo, what the fuck, and then a bunch of people came back that have medical degrees, and we're like, yeah, that's dementia. That exact stance is a symptom of dementia, along with all
loss
of
these motor function,
things. Right?
Lack of empathy,
right? And I'm just like, oh.
Sound familiar,
dude?
Is any of this ringing a bell?
Right? Ding, ding, ding! Bell of realization, please.
It's fucking. It's insane. It's insane. This country is insane. Speaking of fucking insane shit in this country, Mike, did you?
Uh-oh.
Okay, you know, I don't know. I don't know what's on Facebook, but because I don't have it right now, so Twitter is my only source.
Oh, Twitter is way more lit for news than Facebook.
Twitter is my only source for fucking news and social media interaction right now. But apparently, in the Bronx, I can't even get through the sentence. A bunch of fucking nooses are just popping up on trees, like, which prompted the note that I wrote on the board.
Go ahead.
We really fucking doing this right now? Are we really doing this?
Based on the information at hand, yes.
We're really going back to some, like, 1920 shit?
60s. Don't act like it's that far away.
Well, it comes in cycles, man.
I'm just saying, though, like, no, it's not the 20s. And I'm not being a dick to you. I just think 20s. It's really... Yeah. It was the 20s, but I mean, like...
Okay, well, you said it like I was completely wrong.
No, it was. I just... Like, I think it's important...
Play that back.
You know... Come on. Let me. Please. I just think it's really important to point out that we're not that far removed from things like this happening.
Yeah, but that's why... Well, okay, that's the only reason I automatically... You what?
I was saying we're like 50 years tops out of that shit.
Right.
Being vaguely prominent, which is terrifying, honestly.
Ooh, Kofi, what are you doing, buddy?
He's using two halves of a ladder as stilts. Don't worry about Kofi.
This is terrible.
It's working.
Barely. I just can't I honestly just can't fucking believe that, like...
In the year of our Lord, as somebody who's a fucking atheist...
That's why I always go... towards the 20s directly, because I'm like, it's 100 years.
Yeah.
And all this time, didn't you tell me that lynching hasn't been illegal, like, this whole time?
Yeah, like, technically.
Like, what the
Not a federal crime, at least.
How is that not?
like, murder? Hello?
Yeah, like, yeah, where, no. Not lynching, if it's like that.
No, because lynching is, like, declared, like, a citizen's arrest thing by technical definition.
Yeah, what, back in the 1750s and shit?
Well, again, way more recently than you think, but... I'm just saying.
Well, maybe just don't, you know? Anywho. whatever. I just can't. I just can't fucking believe that, like, that's actually happening. Nooses. Fucking nooses.
Yeah, but, like, what is it? 7 people have been found hung now?
I was gonna say I was gonna say 6. Is it 7 now?
I think it's 7 now.
And might be 8. Which, I mean, this ties into the whole, you know, cases of coronavirus thing. Like, if it's not 0, it's a problem.
Right. Yeah. Like, well, and the fact that you can lose track in, like, a week's time. From, like, wait, how many black people were reasonlessly killed today?
And no, they killed themselves. Yeah, I believe the reports, totally.
Right.
And people do that.
You know, like that one we talked about. Did we talk about that one? Where the kid was wrapped in the gym mat? Yeah. Super feasible suicide, dude. Yeah,
totally.
Super dedication, man.
Right.
If it's worth doing, it's worth doing right.
Yeah, no shit, man. That's the ultimate dedication.
Do you know what the far right theory on this is?
The left sucks.
I honestly don't even want to know, please.
I apologize ahead of time. Black men are when women are hanging themselves to start a revolution and another civil war.
We're basically knocking on that. We're tickling the balls as late, it is. Yo. I don't know. Like, we're one sneeze away from being like, oh.
Yeah.
I know.
It's way too late. Like, it's so funny, too, because all these people are acting like it's not happening. Oh, speaking
of
which.
And that's why I'm a gun owner now.
I'm so happy for you.
It's okay.
It's a feeling.
It's okay.
At least I'm not the owner. I'm still getting used to the idea. Anyway.
Hey, everybody. I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And this is Everything I Learned from Movies. And tonight.
Tonight.
Like every night, we bring you questionable movies and pass the lessons that we've learned on to you, as well as we go over some great beer and funny third thing.
Yes, we're excellent beer reviewers, and as BJCP certified beer judges, we sort of know what we're talking about in regards to that. The movies?
So if you want to hear us talk about odd movies and Izzy talking about BJing,
woo!
Listen to us at eilfm.podbean.com. That's Everything I Learned from Movies.podbean.com.
Hey, honey, are you ready to pop that top? Woo! My top!
Hey, everybody, this is Sedge.
And this is King Kegel, aka Lightsaber Ninja.
And we're two of the three hosts of Gaming Casual, a gaming podcast where three idiots discuss games and the gaming industry casually. Sometimes we get along, sometimes we disagree, and sometimes we go on 45-minute rants about consoles that haven't released yet.
Hey, I'm innocent here.
Bullshit. Check us out on Podbean, Google Play, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes release every Thursday.
And not for nothing, but every single person that listens to our podcast happens to be a genius and attractive.
I'm Harrison.
I'm Jordan.
Well, I'm Harrison.
I'm fucking Jordan.
All right!
And we're the Grief Rio podcast. Let us be your unnatural Sherpa guides on this existential plane of mountainous game and movie exploration.
And don't forget about that spookiness that lives within us all. But mainly in you, you spooky bitch.
Oh, damn, I'm offended.
We've been voted the best podcast to listen to by many.
By many? That means a few. That's more than one.
Whistles to be merry. We'll see you on the next episode of Grief
Burrito.
Yeah!
Hey guys, it's Kyle.
And Nick.
Do you like movies?
How about TV shows?
Pop culture?
Then check out Damn Fancy Dinosaurs.
For all your movies, TV shows, and pop culture needs,
you can find us on Podbean. Just search for Damn Fancy Dinosaurs. We're also available on Spotify and wherever you can get good podcasts.
Check it out now. Remember guys, stay fancy and enjoy the rest of the show.
In a, I guess, bit of good news, all things considered.
Bitch, this better be good.
I already told you this one, but at work today, because the march in Mequon started so close to my workplace and the intersections were being blocked off, people were coming through our drive-thru like, yo, what the fuck? And luckily, I wasn't the one working the drive-thru in the moment because I would have been like, Black Lives Matter, do you want your medication or not? Shut up. And I was helping somebody at the counter inside, and I hear him trying to explain, like, oh, I don't know, I heard there was a march, and I'm, like, glaring at him, like, I told you it starts in 15 minutes. Like, shut up. literally just told you that. But fine, if that's the persona you want to have as the innocent boy who doesn't know what's going on like, two blocks away, that's fine.
Someone told me.
Yeah, if that's your customer service persona, go for it. Whatever. I think nothing against him. But at the same time, this old fucking white dude I'm talking to, that I swore the whole time, despite being a nice enough guy or whatever, was still probably Republican. And he goes, there's a march happening? Like, in Mequon. Like, today? And I was like, it literally starts in 15 minutes. You just heard me say that. I'm, like, starting to get my shoulders up to my ears because I'm waiting for some fucking bullshit like to come backlash. Out of his... Yeah, and I'm just... I'm, like, kind of stepping backwards a little bit. Like, I'm probably visibly uncomfortable. And he goes, it's the first one I've ever seen out here. I've been here my whole life. About damn time. And, like... I felt like the Grinch. Like, my heart grew three sizes bigger. Why the sad noise?
Because you judged that man and you were wrong.
That's why. I'm in a white ass suburb for work, so
I don't. That was it. It was just because you were like, "Oh, this dude's gonna be this."
I do. No, I'm super glad to be wrong when that happens.
So like, for sure, but also,
yeah, it was definitely both those feelings. I was just like, "Oh man, thank fuck he's not an asshole."
I mean, he's still like.
He's always been nice to me, and like I told you the other day, yesterday, I've got a regular who's always wearing a Drain the Swamp hat. It's like a fucking camo baseball cap with Drain the Swamp embroidered in blaze orange on it, and like he's the nicest fucking guy though, and I'm just like, God, this is conflicting, like.
He's such a nice guy.
I
want to
like you, but I can't.
He's fucking dumb as hell.
Yeah, like, that's. And he's old enough that, like, it is like a. He's fucking dumb as hell, like a bless your heart in a very southern kind of tone.
Oh, bless his heart.
Bless his heart. He thinks he knows what he's doing.
He's so sweet. I tell you what, he doesn't know his own asshole from a hole in the ground, but he is just the sweetest thing, bless his heart.
Just sweeter than my tea.
Just sweet.
I feel like that's going to be me.
What, the old southern lady?
No, just sitting there being, you know, or the, I can't even talk now, Jesus Christ.
He's trying to prove
being it. That stupid guy, yeah.
No, everyone's like,
you know, he's a fucking moron, but he's so nice.
Bless you, he's so sweet, bless
you. You're gonna get like a different hat or something eventually, and you're gonna be like those
I
old
have Hobbs,
ladies.
I don't need another hat.
I'm not gonna say if you lose Hobbs. We're just gonna assume you keep him forever.
You shut your mouth.
I said we're gonna assume you keep him forever. I apologize.
Wow.
Either way, I feel like you're not gonna be the dumb old man. You're gonna be that old man like those old ladies who like exclusively own and wear one color.
Like, he dresses like a crayon.
Eventually, I wear nothing but orange.
Right. I feel like that's going to be your weird, like, face turn in the universe, where, like, people like you and you like the idea, but also you're just wearing orange forever.
So what, he's a heel now?
According to the rest of the world.
Why is he a heel? Why are you a heel? What's your gimmick that makes you a heel?
Because he doesn't want to be liked. Or he's an unwilling face. It's one or the other. I mean, if we're drawing lines.
An unwilling face?
Yeah, those happen.
What the fuck is that? Are you blowing a load on it? Why is it unwilling?
like, wouldn't you like CM Punk when he was talking shit and Daniel Bryan when he started and the Yes Chant was supposed to be like making fun of the fans and the fans took it up.
So it's like Jeff's storyline now with this rehab fucking...
Yeah.
Gotcha.
We're like, you're the face in the situation, but this is not what you were trying to do.
Okay, so what you meant by unwilling face was the face of a man who is unwilling to participate. Gotcha.
It took me a minute. I mean, you were talking in face and heel.
Oh, and oh.
Jeez, man.
Damn, dude. I don't know that
I thought we were just kind of playing on the bit where, like, anytime you guys are talking about that, I'm nice, and I'm like, shut up, stop.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I was legit just being dumb as fuck and didn't understand what she was trying to say. It happens sometimes.
So you're going to be the dumb old guy who's just so, so nice.
Yeah.
He probably will.
You know what's funny?
I mean, fair enough.
before we started, I was like, I think I'm going to adopt a thing that, like, you know, some of the other shows do. I'm going to be like, well, let's get, like, halfway, you know what I mean, a little over halfway, and then be like, all right, let's take a break, you know, and we can go smoke for 5 minutes, whatever, and then come back and get right into it.
It's and, been 40 minutes already.
I know, and I'm like, now I'm like, well, like we might as well keep going.
Yeah.
Because on here, I'm showing 51, but what did you say it was showing there?
Well, it's... Sorry, everybody. 55. So, okay, I don't know. It was a few minutes in when you said we were 17 in.
I think we did bonus stuff for like 6 minutes.
Yeah.
So basically, at this point, we're like 10 minutes out from being done.
Yeah. I think we can live without taking a break. We'll learn.
I think we can. And we'll get a rhythm. I did find the article that I wanted to read to Mike.
Oh.
So here we can go. Let's.
Puff, puff.
Yes. So, whatever happened to Orbit Soft Drink, a brief history of the lava lamp beverage? This fucking article, it's great. Some of this is not, I'm going to just skip over it. There's that fucking intro paragraph where, like, they're trying to distinguish themselves as funny. Described by marketers as a, quote, texturally enhanced alternative beverage, end quote. I'm simultaneously laughing and screaming at that one. Orbit's quite literally burst onto the scene in 97. As beverage company, clearly Canadian's futuristic brainchild. It was just fucking weird shit. I already explained what it was at the head of the show. So how did those balls stay put? No matter how vigorously you shook the bottle, the Orbit's technique was twofold. First, the balls had a nearly equal density to the surrounding liquid, allowing them to seemingly defy gravity. And second, they were kept in place by a substance called, I'm going to fucking butcher this, gelingum or gelin. I believe it's gelingum. Which mimic the connective abilities of a spider web. And then the article says, I'm not kidding, a spider web.
I don't want to drink a spider web.
I'm reading it now and I'm like, oi.
Accidentally, yes, I've definitely accidentally eaten a spider web. I used to play in the woods a lot as a kid.
I like to play in the woods. Can I have some more whiskey? I got just enough Fruitopia to fucking bring me home.
You can. Side note, this was the year that Bob Uecker got inducted in the Hall of Fame.
I see that. Is that fucking Nikki Bella?
Probably.
That's Nikki Bella, right?
Yeah, before she got tits.
Tony Schiavone's older cousin. Anyway. sorry, you should see the dude that's on the... Oh, is that Ted DiBiase? That was
Ted DiBiase. What the fuck?
He looks like older Tony Schiavone. Anyway. The ad campaigns were equally bizarre, with one key catchphrase being, the drink with balls.
Hey.
When that line inexplicably seemed to gross people out, marketers went in a different direction, declaring Orbitz a new age beverage that hailed from the planet Orbitz. Seems cool, right? Well, maybe I should just let the Drink Now's defunct promotional website speak for itself, with its opening headline courtesy of the Wayback Machine. Quote, prepare to embark on a tour into the bowels of the Orbitorium.
Hey.
I don't know about you, but I suspect the mention of the word bowels in the same sentence as a consumable beverage may have been too much for many.
Basically. If you're like, drink these bowels, I'm going to be like, no, thank you. I won't even be mad. I'll just be like, politely, like, no, I'm okay.
That's a journey into the bowels of my flavors.
Like, the only time take a journey into the bowels
straight
of...
fucking water.
It better be hell, because it's the only time that whole turn of phrase... Yeah, that makes sense then. I get even it. Then that's fine.
That means you're in the poo-poo shoot, the dookie shoot of the hell.
Yeah, then...
With the Satan.
It all sounds bad with to eat the poo-poo.
The poo-poo and the Satan and the devil and the hell Satan.
You're getting slowly closer to Nugget as you go.
Nugget!
Don't do it. No.
At least I'm not getting closer to Applejack.
Oh, my God.
And we're there.
We did it.
Wrap it up.
Anyway. Let's see. I need to... that's an okay one to skip. Finding clever ways of describing flavors like vanilla orange and black currant berry has practically become a sport on message boards. With answers ranging from, it tastes like water that came out of a vase used for flowers, for the raspberry citrus, to each gelatinous blob bursting in my teeth like some twisted boil full of sugary pus for the vanilla orange. It should be noted that the latter quote was in response to a particularly foul fan concoction, the Orbitz Martini, which even I was like, I love that drink. Why the fuck would you ever do that?
No. Not once did I see Orbitz and think add liquor to. Like, that's been my reaction to many, many new sodas and drinks where
can
I'm
you
like
add liquor to it? If yeah, not, then fuck off.
Yeah, like it'll be like a particularly fruity drink or something like that. You sip it and you're like, oh, that could use some rum. Like that makes sense. Who the fuck even looked at Orbitz and went, I'm gonna put alcohol in that bubbles?
A sick, sick man.
Someone who's probably already drunk.
Or somebody who really likes Malort.
Really wants to die. Considering it's all expired now for, like, a long time, even BuzzFeed jumped on board featuring Orbitz in its discontinued soda's taste test video. The consensus, this may be what a lava lamp actually tastes like. Woof. This next paragraph is what really got me about this article. Due to its undrinkableness, Orbitz was discontinued within a year of its release. Orbitz, the travel company, bought the website domain name, and by 98, it seemed as though the last trace of Orbitz soft drink had been wiped from the face of the earth. But then the beverage experienced an eBay renaissance in 2012, because nothing ever dies for good these days, thanks to the internet. Orbitz now has collectors paying upwards of $30 for a single unopened bottle. Whole cases can easily go over $100. And the hype was loud enough that in 2013, and I have told Joey about this many times, clearly Canadian Beverage Company announced they would be releasing a limited edition run of Orbitz with the potential for it to become an annual treat. I was so, Mike, you have no fucking idea how excited I was when I read that article. I was like, holy
shit. Rock hard.
Yeah, I was like, holy shit, Orbitz is coming back. It's a limited run. Oh, fuck, please let us get it. Like, we're close enough to Canada. It should be easy enough. Like,
I told you that was me with the Surge thing because I joined the Bring Back Surge campaign Facebook group and I was like, surely this will go nowhere, but my vain attempts to bring back a dumb soda sound like a fun way to pass time on the internet. But then suddenly it was just like the way our Goodwill group like moved
just
for a minute
steam.
And it just kept going and going and going and going and then all of a sudden there was like 100 fucking posts a day and I was like, shit, what the fuck is going on? And more petitions from different websites.
And people at, like, PepsiCo are fucking scrambling through file cabinets, like...
Where the fuck is the recipe? Jesus Christ! Did we not put that on a thumb drive?
We threw out his name.
We threw out his name! Fine dining and breathing.
So I have, like, 3 sentences left here.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine. Annual treat, blah, blah, blah. That promise never materialized, which, to be honest, is probably for the best. Let's face it, no one buying Orbitz is buying it for the taste. People bought it in 97 because it looked cool, and people buy it in 2015 because it still looks cool, and so it is, and so it remains in this great country of America. Fucking press F.
Right.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, those last 2 paragraphs just, that's like, I'm in. Shit, man.
So, anyway.
I think that's it, man.
I am a little lady.
A little lady.
Are you happy?
I don't know why.
Got it on recording.
But somehow that reminded me that I'm pretty sure I had mild heat exhaustion yesterday when I got home from work.
Oh?
I had it today. How'd that go for you?
I don't know why. That. I just remember I got home from work. I laid down like I always do after work just to stretch my back before I, you know, do anything else. And I laid down.
Done.
An hour and a half later, I woke up. Huh, what? Like in that panic where like your alarm didn't go off.
That like I'm late for school.
Or like yeah, only it was.
Only
like,
I cared.
Fucking 5 in the afternoon, and I was like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah.
Just happened. And then I like stood up. That was a mistake.
Yeah, don't stand up immediately after accidental naps.
Did you jump up and throw your clothes on, grab your backpack, put a Pop-Tart in the toaster, brush your teeth, grab your Pop-Tart, run out to the bus stop, and then realize you've been out of school for like 10 years?
No, I just kind of, I guess, I mean, it'd be a better story, to be honest. But no, I just like, because I stood up, because I was like, shit, how long have I, because my phone was on my bed, I'm like, how long have I been down here? And then, like, immediately my brain was like, ah, it feels like we just consumed a whole bunch of alcohol. You should lay back down.
Oh, yeah. That's me after most naps, especially accidental ones, which is why I don't nap, even when I'm tired.
Power naps, dogs.
I can't. Fun. I've tried power naps. I wake up just feeling sick. It's awful. A little
power siesta. Fuck yeah. Of course you feel sick. It's weird. You just napped. And for not a time that's like your body is like, oh, cool, that's refreshing. At least not up front, anyway.
I don't.
Use a 10-minute nap. Enjoy.
Right.
So your body is just starting to relax, and then
you're right, like, ah, time to get up, bud.
I mean, to most people, like, a power nap is kind of like LaCroix. Where, like, LaCroix is basically the idea of somebody...
It's like you looked at somebody sleeping.
Right. LaCroix is like, let's show this can of seltzer to a mango and just tell it, be that.
That's what flavor is.
There you
what
go.
Do you think that tastes like?
Be friends.
It's a suggestion. Yeah, it's a placebo flavor.
Right. It doesn't fucking...
The color of the can will dictate.
Yeah, and even then it doesn't.
No.
I fucking can't stand LaCroix.
However, I don't know
somehow
how
alcoholic
drink it,
seltzer
more power
is
to them.
More flavorful, which is upsetting.
I mean, they've managed to make an entire business off of different colored cans filled with the same fucking liquid and nothing else.
So. Yeah, but so
I mean,
did Mountain
beer,
Dew.
Beer's
so.
Been doing that forever.
Right, like, that's every beverage. Well.
No, I mean literally, like, the
I won't
same
even
fucking
argue that
beverage.
Point.
Like, legit the same I'm convinced that
no, I can taste differences in LaCroix. They all just taste like they looked at a like, fruit.
Well, then I would,
TV
I would,
static.
Yeah,
I would present you with the same test I saw them do on fucking, what was it, BuzzFeed or some such shit.
I don't want to do
where
anything
where they gave
that
LaCroix
BuzzFeed
drinkers
did.
LaCroix, but they didn't show them the can. They were just like, "Tell me what
flavor."
Oh,
it is. Yeah, that
and
was
nobody
hilarious.
Nobody can get anything. I think Aaron got one. Jack might have gotten one.
Yeah.
Jack is in John Jack's films, not Sean. Jacksepticeye.
Well,
anyway.
That's because Jacksfilms quit soda by starting LaCroix out of, like, a forced habit when he was working out, so.
I don't know.
I will never be that dedicated to anything in my life.
Fuck LaCroix. Drink Bon and Viv.
To actively drink LaCroix.
He can't do that midday at work, though. Unfortunately.
I mean, you can.
You can.
Sparkling ice.
Sparkling ice is chill.
Mm-hmm. Sparkling ice is pretty dope.
I it like actually that. Tastes like something.
Mm-hmm.
The flavor is not a suggestion.
The bullshit that they sell at Walmart in those 1 liters, the sparkling waters.
I love those.
Those are pretty fucking good. I'm not
those
gonna
are
lie.
A big part of my childhood. The black cherry
and
one,
gonna,
the strawberry cube.
And
honest,
they have one with
the,
like energy
the last
shit
time
in
I
it?
Went to Walmart was when well, it was the last time that they had pitch black.
I mean, fair. I bought those a lot when I worked at Walmart, so, like, I have a different perspective on that particular drink.
Oh, man. With the pitch black. With the pitch black. There it is. He managed to bring it right back. He always manages to bring it back to pitch black, and I don't blame him. I don't blame you, Mike.
Oh,
I don't blame you.
Can I congratulate everyone on something?
Sure.
We've made it halfway through 2020. Wow. I guess congratulations. If not, good luck.
We out here.
But we did, I don't know, but we're here.
We're here.
It's a checkpoint, right? Everybody save your game, light your bonfires.
I don't know if I want to save this progress.
Save it in a separate file, just in case you want to go back. I hope you had saves from, like, I don't know, every other year before this point, between 2010 and now, you know, those 20 save files. This one can be like that one save you make in Fallout, so you can jump off the
I
top of a building.
I just started hearing the music.
Yeah, I figured. So, yeah.
Oh, man. I wish
welcome
I had
to
a checkpoint from,
2020.
Like, 2011, honestly.
Well,
look, we can't go back.
We're here now.
Unfortunately, we are here now. That is that. Those are the facts.
We're
and
here
that.
Now.
Ladies and gentlemen, was another episode of the Discount Podcast. What a success, everybody. It's good stuff. Come on. Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, everybody. Good show, guys. It's good stuff. Thank
it's
you, guys.
It was fun having you.
Yeah, it was great. And we did this all by ourselves this time. No guests. Not that I don't like having them.
I just don't want them to be consistent.
You know, sometimes it's just nice to get back to your roots, you know? No pun intended. Do not fucking take that out of context. Anyway, thank you for listening to the Discount Podcast.
Wasn't thinking about it until you said it.
Yeah, well... Now, anyway. If you do, you're a dick. I'm Anton. That's Jovi. And that's Mike. And we are fucking out of here. We'll see you guys next week. Well fucking timed, sir. Well fucking timed. Hey everybody, thank you for listening to the Discount Podcast. If you like what you heard, you can head over to patreon.com/discountpodcast, where for just as low as a dollar, you can get sweet, sweet bonuses, such as ad-free versions of all the shows, movie commentaries, bonus content, gaming videos, and so, so much more. Also, if you want to join the discussion and the community, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/discountpodcast, or you can follow us on Twitter at Discount Podcast. See you guys there. What's up, all you beautiful NPCs? It's time to throw some thanks out there to our patrons at our bonus nachos level. So that'd be Mr. Charlie, Ms. Renata, Mr. Shane, and Mr. Steve. Thanks for the patronage, guys. We love you.